Welcome to the Autonomous Vehicle Daily Tech Podcast. My name is Hassan Akram. I am the host of the Autonomous Vehicle Safety and Security Podcast. This is my second podcast, and in this podcast, we will be broadcasting focused discussion on technical subject matter. Enjoy the podcast, and thank you so much for listening. I think this will be more than only emotional intelligence, the way humans will perceive, because you mentioned a very good deal, they'll have empathy. Now, in order for a machine to have empathy, you have to read Yuval Noah Harari's book, Homo Deus, when he is talking about that the machine will know everything about it. It's not the way we empathize. We try to picture ourselves in other people's position, but we don't have information. That machine will know everything. They'll know about your genetics, your DNA, your heart rate, if you're in a parasympathetic mode or sympathetic mode, your emotional state, everything. So calling it empathy, in my opinion, is understatement. It's more, they will know everything. They'll know about you more than you do. With that aspect, the emotional intelligence that machines will play will far exceed human.
Yes. You know, it might have enough sensors in your body and understand you well and understand your blood chemistry well enough to make the perfect suggestion at 2 o'clock in the afternoon that, hey, listen, I think you want your espresso macchiato with 2 shots. What are you saying? And reach the point where it doesn't even have to ask you, just produces your 2 o'clock espresso macchiato with 2 shots because it understands that you're not going to sleep till 10 o'clock. It'll be fine. And it'll at 6 o'clock in the evening, it'll have enough sensors in you and know you enough to say, well, maybe a slightly sweetish wine with your dinner today. And by the way, dinner is this steak, and it'll go well with this wine and serve it up to you. Now, I don't think that, you know, there's fears that, oh my God, the machine is taking us over. I don't think so. The machine is augmenting my life. It's serving me just the right meal with the right wine. Why would I say no? I mean, I like that. I like that idea that a machine will have both the sensors, the information, as you said, knowledge of us, know us so well that it can provide us a service which only today we can get from a foreign partner.
You gave really benign examples, and I agree with you. Why should I say no to that? But I can't help bringing up some controversial examples. So allow me to quote Yuval Noah Harari again. What he says is, it's a fantastic way of putting things. If I pay you $1 million, if a billionaire pays you $1 million and tells you, hey, all you have to do is to let me brainwash you, and in return, you get $1 million. Almost everyone in the planet will say, no, I don't want to be brainwashed for $1 million because freedom is everything. I mean, you're giving up your freedom, right? In exchange of $1 million. $1 million does not give you any value if you're being brainwashed. Now, the same billionaire comes and tells you, hey, I'm going to let you use a free service as long as you want to. In return, when you use it, you're going to get brainwashed. We all seem to do it. Like, you know, example, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media things, right? So we all seem to do it. Now, the brainwash part, when you know everything, you know about my DNA, my blood chemistry, my emotional state, the brainwashing can be potentially up to a level that we cannot even imagine. Of course, this is a fictitious scenario based on what happened in real life. I mean, be it Cambridge Analytica or what have you, based on whatever have happened in the past. I mean, people tell me that nobody's going to live in metaverse. We need real life. I mean, ask them, how much time do you spend virtually today in social media? It's just going to be augmented, right? So what do you think about these scenarios where I completely with you that I don't mind giving my information, but how about the you know, taking away freedom, the potentiality of taking away your freedom?
It's an incredibly difficult question that humanity has to figure out. Unfortunately, a lot, in many cases, the train has left the station. We have Facebook, we have Twitter, and those, as you said, are examples of what's coming. Sensors are going to be built into us. The machines will gain the kind of intelligence I talked about and you're talking about. How we have the two bad scenarios. One is the getting something free and getting brainwashed, as you put it. The second is bad actors, evil states using some of this against their citizens. And we're into the realm of all the bad science fiction that was written in the last century, the bad scenarios in science fiction written in the last century. We're in the scenario of being on the brink of some of those becoming really possible. And it's already scary. And I don't think we have government controls smart enough to manage this. So we are not going to be able to look to political leadership to guide humanity along the right path. And so it's going to be human beings in leadership positions in the private industries. It's going to be human beings en masse voting with their feet. And that is probably the hope that we have to have. The choice that you make and I make and every human being makes will determine the path of what's to come. And there are worries. And, you know, we've been talking Elon Musk several times, and he is extremely worried that artificial intelligence will be the worst thing that happened to mankind. It's entirely possible that that bad case scenario you're talking about plays out. On the other hand, if we want to take a potentially optimistic cut at it, it is possible for systems to evolve in a way that they augment our experience, but they don't deny us our choices, don't take away our freedoms, and don't behave in a way that's bad for us. And the problem here, Hassan, is it's such an incredibly complex task that we don't know who's going to manage this.
Right. And I like when you said that, you know, the government, the politicians are not able to solve this problem. We see this problem already in autonomous vehicle. The lawmakers, they just simply do not have enough understanding of the problem in order to place laws. So they depend on the industry to come up with a standard and laws. So this problem will remain. And like you mentioned, that this should augment our life, not, you know, do something bad to us. Now, good and bad is a function of time, right? It's like, you know, what was taboo in the last century is becoming a norm today. I mean, think about legalization of marijuana, right? It's becoming a norm today. People went to jail for this, and now we're legalizing it. I often give this example of dating, online dating. In the 90s, online dating was creepy, you know, this is so creepy. Then it became kind of unromantic. You know, no, I don't want to do that online. This is unromantic, but it's still acceptable. It's creepy to unromantic. Now it's the norm, right? So the fear is that we'll forget what is good and bad and we'll just accept things as a norm. And all these things will come to us not telling us that, hey, I'm going to brainwash you. They're going to say, okay, I'm going to give you a better health. Allow me to put a sensor in your blood, in your blood vessels. I'm going to give you better health. And which will? I mean, probably they'll look for cancers and many other diseases and give us information and we'll have better life. And with that, of course, the other things will come too. And I can't agree with you more that there is no brake pedal. You know, there's no way you can stop it. It's going to happen, even if you like it or not. What do you say to that?
Yeah, it is going to happen. It is going to happen. It is scary. Because it can take all sorts of wrong directions and hurt all of humanity or millions of people. And the guidance systems, you know, the guardrails are very difficult to imagine because there's vast sums of money involved and business leaders are going to make choices which favor their bottom line. And they don't necessarily have to be, and we don't have the ability of governments to truly look ahead and take care of this. I think humanity, we are talking very big topics here, Hassan, and not even sure I'm qualified to, but...
Yeah, neither am I. It's just AI is going to impact, is going to change. The bottom line is, again, quoting from Yuval Noah Harari, the only constant that we have throughout history and what will remain constant in the future is changes. Everything is going to change. The only difference is the rate of change in the next 10, 20, 30 years will be remarkable. It's not going to be comparable to the last 30 years. It's going to be much faster. We're going to change so much. We're going to, you know, trends were like, you know, a generation thing, but the trends are now like 2-3 years. So it's going to even shorten, and we're going to change so much. And artificial intelligence, in my opinion, is going to play a big role.